In port, the sailing ship Hannah, under the command of Captain Mitchell, lay at anchor. The adventure of crossing the Atlantic Ocean bound for Philadelphia would take 2 to 3 months. Passengers were assured there would be the best provisions and plenty of barrels of fresh water. Storms could be fierce and living conditions below deck would be primitive. John joined the long queue and eventually, after a lengthy wait, reached the revenue table. He affixed his signature to the contract, promising to pay £5 per person for berths aboard ship. The clerk returned the receipt to John, indicating that the sum of money had been paid. Once under sail, the 300 passengers found themselves crowded into miserable conditions. The smell of so many people crowded together was offensive. The breadth of the vessel was narrow and the headroom below deck minimal. As the tiny craft sailed out of Lough Foyle and entered the Atlantic Ocean, it started to roll ominously, and those aboard wondered if they would survive the long voyage ahead or be swallowed up by the enormous waves. Seasickness was everywhere and people had no appetite. The food, instead of being high quality as promised, was too often rotten and the water was brackish.